Come on. Here we go. Looking at a little series called Stand. And some of these messages I wrote over the years, and we're going in, I'm redoing some things, and I do that a lot in this early service because these are things I've never even spoken to you guys about. So looking forward to seeing what we find today. Great story in the Bible. You might know it. Most of you are not even going to know this story. Okay? Need to read your Bible. And at times, these things are sort of difficult to find, but you got to hang in there and read. Here we go. Come on. Daniel taught us last week, listen, pray, and obey. If you're going to stand firm, say it with me. Listen, pray, and obey. Do what God says do. Listen to what He says. Amen? Pray and obey. You can go through hell and high water if you'll do that. You listen to the Word of God. You pray regardless of what people say. And you obey no matter what the situation. Amen? That'll take you a long way for God. Amen? Real simple. If you're going to stand, it will only happen if you intentionally do it. Well, I'm standing for God. Not if you ain't intentionally doing it, you ain't. You're going to get washed down the stream, buddy. All right? You don't stand on accident. You stand on purpose. And today, last week we looked at stand firm. Today we're talking about, say it with me, stand what? Come on, one more time. Stand what? Up! Stand up! For what's right. Do the right thing. Let's go to the Word of God and find out our character that we're going to learn this from today. Here we go. We're in the book of Judges. If you have a Bible, the Old Testament, the book of Judges is going to be right on the big screen for you. The book of Judges, chapter number 4. I love this today because this is going to focus on some strong women. Amen? Strong women. And I can't help but think of my mama when I read this. And also think of my wife. Some of the things, you have no clue the things my wife's gone through over the years. Some of you know a little bit, and it'll make you cry, some of the struggles that she's had. But the fact of the matter is, she keeps going. Amen? Doing the right thing. I honestly believe that radio station that we have, there would be no radio station if it wasn't for my wife. It would have been closed down a long time ago. And a lot of people would have quit, but she didn't. She hung in there. And so, strong women can do great things for God. Here we go. And the children of Israel again did what? Say that word with me. Evil in the sight of the Lord. When Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan. So they did evil. God goes, bye. That reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was, say that word with me, Sisera. Sisera. So they sold it. The captain of the host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. For Sisera had 900 chariots of iron. This is way back when in civilization. So, you know, there were some great inventions before we came along. Amen? So this guy had 900 chariots of iron. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. So they're suffering under the hand of this captain called Sisera. Y'all with me so far? Let's keep looking. The children of Israel did not stand up for God. So He did not stand up for them. Would you say that? Y'all need to get that down. The children of Israel did not stand up for God. So guess what? He did not. Isn't it funny how we'll have problems, crises in our life, and, oh, God, help me, God, please. You ever think God's up there going, where you been for me? You ain't done nothing for me at all. You don't love me because, I'm hurting you, leaving me like this. Well, you got yourself in that old mess because you're an idiot. Isn't that a truth? Say. We cry out. We got this false view of God. Of, I do this, you do that. God wants you to do right. He wants you to do the right thing. Honor Him. Obey Him. Listen to Him. And He'll be there for you. If you don't, you do the wrong thing. Not listening, not obeying, not praying. And you somehow cry out to God, oh God, help me in my situation. Fat chance. That's what's happening. The children of Israel were oppressed mightily for 20 years. Because of their evil. And you can see this as a repeat of history over and over and over and over again. in the Old Testament. And the man who led the abusive attack was a wicked general named, say it with me, one more time, Sisera. Be honest with me, how many never heard of him before until we put him on the screen? There you go. I like preaching to a crowd that ain't heard of stuff. Come on. Stand up! That's what we're talking about today. So, the children of Israel are in a bad way. But help's a-coming. Here we go. And Deborah. Say that with me. And do we have a Debbie or a Deborah in the house? Can I see your hand? A Deborah or a Debbie in the house? Boy, that used to be a popular name. Is there no Debbies in here? How many used to eat little Debbies? Okay, well anyway. Here we go. Deborah! This is where it comes from. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And that means she dealt with issues, almost like a court would deal with issues. That's what she did. She dwelt under the palm tree. It was actually called the palm tree of Deborah. How'd you like your own palm tree named after you? Between Ramah and Bethel in the Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel would come to her for judgment to settle issues. Go to Deborah. She has that position, and she's doing that. This is so weird because you don't see things like this happening in this culture whatsoever. This was a mighty woman of God. Let's look at it. Let's learn a little bit about Deborah. We're talking about standing up, and we've got to keep flying. God uses this woman, Deborah. The name Deborah, say it with me, means what? A what? Bee. One more time. You see somebody, Debbie. 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 Start a conversation with Debbie. Tell Debbie what her name means. It means what? Bee. All right? Keep looking. She was a woman of industry. She was of great usefulness to her people. She was a sweetness to her friends, and she was a sharpness to her enemies. Just like a bee, baby. Pop it up. Deborah was sweet, but she had a stinger. Amen. That's a good woman right there. Woman is just always sweet. Come on. That ain't reality. Come on. I'm sorry. Come on. Hey, come on, ladies. You know that's the truth, don't you? Don't always expect us to be sweet all the time, right? Say. We have bad days too. Light ladies, come on. Help me here. Deborah was the wife of Lapidoth. Okay? Lapidoth, the word wife also can be translated woman as well in that passage. Lapidoth means lamps. Lamps. So it's believed she was the woman of Lapidoth, meaning lamps. Rabbinical scholars, Old Testament scholars who give their life just studying the Old Testament, believe Deborah made wicks for the tabernacle. They believe that's what she did. She made wicks for these lamps. I don't know how they do all that and understand all this. I'm just sharing it with you. If that's the case, she humbled herself for this task. And because of this, she was preferred by God. I do know this, God prefers humble people. God will always prefer a humble person over a proud person. Proud person might have a lot more gifts and abilities. It seemed like you'd choose that person. God says, no, I'm going to choose the weak things of this world, the base things of this world, to confound the mighty. Because I want the glory, not them. So God chooses humble people. Deborah was a woman of light. Pop it up. She stood out among the people. I believe that. Boy, when Deborah came around, you knew it. There's Deborah. There's that woman of the palm tree. Don't mess with her. She'll sting you, brother. Oh, no, she's sweet. Nah. I mean, that's who she was. Amen? Deborah was a prophetess. What does that mean? She was instructed in divine knowledge from God. You've heard of prophets? Well, she was a prophetess. She had immediate inspiration from the Spirit of God. God would speak to her. She possessed unusual gifts of wisdom in settling cases. She could do different things that God had gifted her to do. She heard the words of God, and she probably saw visions from God as well. She was a prophetess. That's for all of us men who don't think God can use women. Y'all listening this morning, say, God uses women. You don't see it as much, perhaps, in the Old Testament. But you got to keep in mind the cultural landscape in which she had. She was probably incredible for her to even get to the forefront, and you could even see her in the Word of God like this. It's unbelievable. Deborah was devoted to the service of the people of Israel. She was a what? A judge. Didn't mean she judged people, looked down her nose at people. No, it means she was a judge. You had a problem, you had an issue, you had a case against somebody, you'd come to see Deborah. And Deborah, what Deborah said, Deborah, it went. You're supposed to give that money back to this guy because you stole it from him, and you got to go do this and give him extra cattle and this, blah, 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 blah. Why? Because Deborah said so. It's a law. It's the way it is. She corrected the people as pertaining to the law of God. She would hear their complaints of the people. She would, by the Spirit of God, show them the judgment of God. She would also speak about how God's going to judge you. Her judgment seat was located in the open air under the shadow of a palm tree. Amen. Israel's oppressors probably allowed her to do this. Why would they even let a woman, the people that oppressed Israel? Why? Because they ruled them with an iron fist. Why would they even let a woman do that down there by that palm tree? If she's such a mighty woman, why don't we stop her and her and what she's doing? Well, they didn't, probably because she was a what? Woman. She ain't no problem with us. Amen? Just a woman. Got it? She didn't seem to be a threat. What can women do, right? Say, ladies, you listening? Where would the church be without women? Somebody answer that question. Say, it'd be lost, brother. I'll tell you that right now. I'm thankful for Fellowship Church because most churches are about 70% women and 30% men. It's horrible. Well, that's not our average here. Amen? I don't know what the average is. I'd say it's at least 50-50. If anything, I want to lean a little strong on the men's side, to be honest with you. I do. I wish men would stand up, do right, lead their families. Follow God, man. Amen? So she's just a woman. She can't do much, right? Well, hold the phone. Let's find out. Now, I got a fly rod. I'm being too talkative. She sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying to you, Barak, go draw toward Mount Tabor, take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? He told me you're supposed to do this. Why ain't you doing it, General? It's the woman talking to him. I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the leader, the captain with all his chariots, and I'll deliver him into your hand. Haven't you been listening to God? This is Deborah talking to the General Barak. Aren't you listening? And Barak said unto her, now look, this is one of the most pitiful verses in the Bible. Look at it. Say it with me. And Barak said unto her, say it with me, if you'll go with me, I'll go. It's funny, ain't it? Here's the general of the army. This guy's going to get, man, if you'll go with me. But if you ain't going with me, I ain't going. Stand up. Barak, stand up. You getting the message? And she said, I'll surely go with you. Notwithstanding, the journey that you take shall not be for your own honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand, say it with me, of a what? Woman. You're not going to tell all your buddies you did it. I'll tell you that right now. You're sorry, no good. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'll go all right. But you're not going to get no credit. And Deborah rose and went with Barak to Kedesh. Keep looking. I'll go with you, but know something. You're not going to get the credit. Say it with me. A woman will. Good. Stand up. So how do you stand up? Let's keep looking. Got to keep rolling. You have to fall down if you're going to stand up. You have to know the Lord goes before you if you're going to stand up. If your cause is righteous, if your cause is just, you can do this. If you're doing the right thing, you just fall down before His feet and you get up and you follow Him. You have to take courage. You have to have a victorious attitude. I saw a shirt yesterday evening. We went up to Venice, had a little bit to eat, and went to Ross. And they got all the discount stuff, and I'm flicking through the... You always find me on the clearance rack. That's where I'll be. And it was a Florida shirt, and I forget what it said. It just simply, it was one word on it. It said, finish. Finish. And I almost bought that shirt last night because I just feel like there's a lot going on in my life right now, and I need to finish. And I need to wear a shirt like that and look in the mirror and go, Clark, you need to finish. Don't you quit. Amen? It's a good word, isn't it? Take courage. Finish. Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh. He went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up what? With him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hoab, the father-in-law of Moses, had several himself from the Kenites. He pitched his tent unto the plain of Zanaim, which is by Kedesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was going up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots. How many chariots did he have? 900 of what? Iron. He would just crush those Israelis. And all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up! Say it with me. Come on. Up! See, that's why we preach this message. We're going to stand up. One more time. Up! That's what you need, church. Stand up! There you go. For this is the day which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hand. Is not the Lord gone before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited, that's a nice word, Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak. So that Sisera lighted down off his chariot. He got off the chariot and he ran on his feet. Pretty good story, huh? God's terror dissipated and dispersed the army of Sisera. Look at Judges 5:20. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. What happened that day? How did God show up? How could they, these Israelis, how could they win such a battle? All you got to do is read the history of Israel. You find out God's always doing stuff like this for Israel. It's incredible. Even in our lifetime, we've seen similar things happen for that country. What happened? What happened that day that caused those 900 chariots to fail? Well, there's speculation. And here's the leading thing. Here it is. Pop it up. Ancient Jewish historians believe a violent storm of hail. God caused a violent storm of hail to rain down on those chariots. How many have had to pull over and you and your car has been hailing? Say. Can you imagine if you were in a chariot? Say. I drove out to Colorado this summer. Mitch and I got into hail right above right North Texas and New Mexico, right in there. It's called the Safety Corridor, where that wind's blowing like crazy and the weather can change like that. You can't go over 55. Sometimes you got to do 35. And it's just a straight road, and you wonder, why can't I go faster? Well, because wind and crazy things happen through there. And we could see it in front of us. I just thought it was a rainstorm. Are you kidding me? Hail the size of a quarter. And Mitch is driving, and he said, I'm going to stop, Dad, because we can't see now. I said, keep going. And then he would go, and then I say, slow down. He went, which one is it? Keep going. Slow down. You know. But you don't want to stop in a hailstorm. Your car will get beat to death. You got to keep going. Also, big old tractor trailer runs those roads. They can't see you. They'll come up right behind you and smash you. You got to keep going. Is that what happened? I don't know. It sounds like it would have worked, don't it? You say. That's what Jewish historians believe, that God caused this storm. Their chariots of iron became very easy prey for the Israelites. The enemy was utterly defeated all the way back to the general's headquarters. They whipped his tail all the way back to where he came from. And Barak pursued after the chariots, but after the host under Horosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man what? Left. Keep going. Not a man left. Stand what? We're not done. I still got to go. We're not done with the story. Know that God goes before you in spiritual battle. Know that God goes before you in spiritual battle. Press hard and succeed. Make sure you're doing the right thing, following Him, listening, obeying, praying, but you keep moving forward. The mighty man fell. Amen? Let's look at it. So Sisera got off his chariot. He fled away on his feet. He's running. The chariot was his confidence. Now he's dismounted. Get him off his chariot, baby, and he's just like us, ain't he? He fled for shelter in the tents of the Kenites. So he's running. He finds this little community, the Kenites. He goes for shelter there. Keep looking. Look at that woman. Don't mess with her. The first woman, her name was who? What's her name mean? The second woman, that's another woman. Usually a woman will have a friend. You better watch out. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. So he thought he could go for safety because they're at peace with those folks. Jael went out to meet Sisera. She said unto him, "Turn in, my lord. Come on in. Come on in. You can come in here. Fear not." And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. Here, here. And she's helping him. And he said unto her, "Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink." Now don't forget, this is an evil, mean, horrible killer of God's people. He said, "Give me a little water to drink. I'm thirsty." You watch it now. When a lady ever does this to you. And she opened a bottle of what? Was it water? It was what? Let a light go off if that ever happens to you, fellas. I'm just kidding with you. Anyway, here we go. So what'd she give him? She gave him some milk. Did you know if you take a little milk at night, it'll help you go to sleep? Did y'all know that? Say. Now, some of you don't work for you. Don't do it. But yeah, milk's good, yeah. I eat milk in the form of ice cream before I go to bed. Works every time, brother, I'm telling you. So she opened a bottle of milk and gave it to him to drink and covered him. Keep looking. Sisera wanted Jael to tell a lie. What do I mean? Next verse. He said unto her, "Stand by the door of the tent, and it shall be when any man comes and inquires of where I'm at, you say, if they say it's a man here, you say what? No. So you lie. Don't let them know I'm in here. God is a righteous judge, and he's an avenger. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand, because milk put him to sleep. And she went in softly. She took the nail and she smote him in his temples. She fastened his head to the ground. For he was fast asleep and he died." I know this is terrible, isn't it? It's awful talking about this in church. No, it's not. This was an evil enemy of... I got to quit, but I'm going to say something that you're probably going to like. Here we go. I'm not for people burning a Koran, but where are they when they burn Bibles? Where are they when they burn flags in this country? Are y'all listening to me or not? All right, listen to me. Listen. I'm not for burning a Koran. We ain't going to have some burning a Koran. I'd rather just give messages on here and disprove the Koran. All right? But, listen to me. I am also not for our general and our president and other people in this country say, if you do that, our soldiers on the foreign field are going to get killed. Are we not already over there getting killed? Say, what's wrong with you people? I'd rather them say stuff like this. If he does do that, he's a nut if he doesn't. And if you kill any more of our people, you're going to be slaughtered is what's going to happen. Stand, my gosh. Are y'all hearing me say? I know that's ugly, but come on. Be strong. Since when do we got to call blah, 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 blah? Lord, help us. That's just my humble opinion. Okay, listen. Anyway, it was divine power that enabled Jael to do this. It was divine justice that was executed for Jael to do this. Listen, Sisera sought to destroy Israel with his 900 chariots of iron. God destroyed him by using, say it with me, one iron nail. Stand up for what's right. Oh, I'm not inciting violence. I don't want you to be violent. Don't miss the message. If you did, I can't help you anyway. Jael's glory, Sisera's shame. Stand up. Here we go. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out of the tent to meet him. She said, come, I'll show you the man whom you seek. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was stuck right through his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel, and the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Now, we got to quit. There's a few more slides, but we're going to quit because we're out of time. I think you got the message. If a man won't stand up, ladies, you do it. Fellas, how about we all do it? Stand up for what's right. Do the right thing. Guys, ladies, amen? I hope we learned also today that women, are you kidding me? Are valuable? Are you kidding me? When I think of strength, I don't think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have visions in my mind. When I think of strength, I have visions so often of strong women in my life. I pray, God, make my daughter strong. In the evil world that we live in, oh God, make my daughter strong. I pray for her all the time. Anytime anything ever touches my mouth, I pray for her several times. So that she's in Tampa at USF. I'm fearful for my daughter. I know I shouldn't probably be that, but I'm a dad. I want her to be strong. I want you to be strong, ladies. Amen? Fellas, let's us be strong. Here's the deal. We all need to stand up. Amen? Let's go ahead and stand on up. Praise God. Amen. Good word this morning. I told you, this is movie material, ain't it? Can we do a little honest test? How many of you did not know that story in the Bible till right then? Look at you. Then we spent our time wisely, didn't we? How many think you're going to forget it? How many fellas you going to sleep with your one eye open? Amen. Amen. Praise